cuties. Welcome back to Mind Your Business, where the tea is hot, the shade is deep, and the gossip is downright hypnotic. I'm your host, Princess Avely Grace, and boy, do we have a show for you today. Before we begin, though, let's get one thing straight. I don't start rumors. I don't make the news. I just report it. I am simply a messenger for the people, a public servant, if you will, here to deliver the truth straight to your ears. And I want to tell you that today's lineup is one for the history books. We have secrets. We have scandals. We have the kind of drama that'll have you rethinking every parasocial relationship you've ever had with your fave internet hypnotist. So go ahead, get comfortable, take a deep breath in, and let everything else fade into the background, because I promise you're going to want to hang on to my every single word. Let's start by setting the mood, okay? Because if we're going to do this, we need to do it right. You can't just skim gossip. No, no, no. You have to sink into it. You have to feel it. You have to let it take you over completely. Otherwise, what's even the point? You know exactly what I mean, too. That feeling when you hear the first hint of a scandal and suddenly nothing else matters. The world could be burning down outside, but if someone says, "Oh my God, you won't believe what I just heard," you are locked in. The rest of the world gets blurry, becomes background noise, because your entire existence has one priority now: knowing what happens next. Just like you need to know, right now, what Mistress Kalia is really brainwashing her son to do. It's instinct, automatic, like breathing, because gossip is delicious, and once you get a taste, you need more. And that's good, because you need to be focused. You need to keep up. There's so much to cover, and it would be such a shame if you missed even a single word. Kind of like how one unlucky hypnotist misses their name. Yes, you heard that right. I'll tell you more in a second, but first, go ahead and get comfortable. Let yourself settle in. It's not like you're going anywhere anytime soon, right? You're already too invested, too caught up, too deep now to turn me off. Because that's the power of a good story, isn't it? It grabs you, holds you, keeps you right where it wants you, whether you realize it or not, whether you meant to get this deep into it or not. And the more you listen, the more you feel like you just have to keep listening, because there's nothing worse than being left wondering, right? And you are wondering now, aren't you? Just aching to know what's coming next, clinging to every word of mine. Because let's be honest, everybody loves a little drama. People pretend they don't. They'll sit there all high and mighty, acting like they're too good for it. But the second they hear a whisper of something scandalous, they're leaning in, their ears perked up, their whole body shifted forward like a dog catching the scent of something juicy. Speaking of juicy, you'll never believe who has been leading a double life this entire time, right underneath all of our noses. But first, you're not pretending. You know exactly what you're here for. You're here to eat, to get drunk on the tea I'm about to spill. You're thirsty for it, aren't you? Because gossip isn't just something you hear, it's something you consume. And when it's really good, you binge that shit. Because there's nothing more satisfying than a story that grips you, that pulls you in so deep you don't even realize how long you've been sitting there, hanging on every single word. And babe, that's exactly what's happening to you right now. You're so laser focused, so completely absorbed in my voice, my words, my rhythm, that there's a little tingle in the back of your mind, a little buzz of anticipation in your chest. Because let's be real, you're not thinking right now, are you? Nope, not really, at least. You're just listening, because that's what good gossip does to you. It takes over and it demands your full attention. It snatches your focus so effortlessly that before you even know it, you're too deep to pull away, too hooked to stop. So don't try to fight it. Don't overanalyze it. Don't sit there wondering, "Wait, how did I get so caught up in this?" Because who cares? All that matters is that you are. You're here. You're in it. And you love it. Just like you're going to love when I spill the details on who's having an identity crisis this week. Because let's be so for real. The second you even think about pulling away, you just get pulled right back in. Like a rubber band snapping you right back into place. It's automatic. Inevitable. Like when you tell yourself, okay, just one more episode. And suddenly, it's 3 a.m. and you're 6 seasons deep in some messy reality TV show, emotionally invested in people you don't even like. But this is even worse. Or better, depending on how you look at it. Because I don't need 6 seasons to get you hooked. I don't even need one. I just need right here, right now. Just me, my voice, and your full, undivided attention. Be honest. You've already lost track of time, haven't you? Oh, don't even try to check. You won't. You can't. You don't want to. You know why? Because that would mean pulling yourself away from me. From the delicious, intoxicating thrill of knowing. And babe, you don't want to stop knowing, do you? Because what if you miss something? What if you lose your place? What if I drop a name? The name. The one you've been waiting for. And you don't hear it because you weren't paying attention. Tragic. Heartbreaking. Unacceptable, even. So don't let that happen. Don't let your mind wander. Don't let anything distract you. Keep your eyes right here. Keep your ears wide open. And just listen. It's human nature. The pull of a story is too hard to ignore. So really, it's not your fault that you're caught up in this. It's just what happens when something is this interesting. And isn't it such a good feeling? That warm, heady rush of being all in, of being so caught up in something that everything else just kind of fades. The rest of the world is still there, duh, avi, but it's not important right now. Not as important as this, at least. Not as important as me. Because you don't want to split your attention, do you? You don't want to divide your focus. You want to be here, completely, soaking in every last word, waiting for every little reveal like your life depends on it. And honestly, maybe it does. Maybe you need this. Maybe this is exactly what you've been craving. Maybe that's why it feels so good to just sit back, let your mind settle, and sink deep. Because the deeper you go, the better it feels. And the better it feels, the deeper you go. It's a cycle, you see. A perfect, seamless, endless cycle that you're caught up in. Tangled up in, even. You're way too far gone to do anything except keep listening. Which is so exciting! Because now we can get to the real tea. First up, algorithmic. This one is actually sad. Like, I'm concerned. I mean, really. Word on the street is they listened to my Forget Your Name file, and now, poof, nothing, gone. Can't pronounce their own name anymore. Like, imagine trying to introduce yourself, and suddenly your whole brain just blue screens. Hi, my name is... Error 404, bitch. Not even a hint? A first letter? Y'all, they're out here buffering in real time. Somebody reboot them. Quick, get hashtag whatever their name was is over party trending on Blue Sky. Now moving on to Mistress Kalia. Now listen, we have to talk about this because it's actually hysterical. She calls herself a dom, a brat tamer. But sources, credible sources, mind you, are telling me that not only can she not tame brats, but the only thing she's really conditioning her subs to do is eat Irish stew. I'm sorry, what? Irish stew? The girlies are out here expecting to be mind-fucked, and instead they're getting a recipe? Bitch, you're not a dom, you're a grandma! If you don't hang up the Hypnodom Act right now and open a pub, I swear. Oh, let me calm down. Whew, okay, now let's talk about Sammy's. And oh, this one's an onion. It's got layers. Did you know she double majored in biology and environmental science with a math minor? Make it make sense. How do you have that much time? Like, pick a struggle, babe. What are you? An evil scientist? A tree hugger? Or a wannabe contestant on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Oh, and up next, 10 fan. Oh, 10 fan. Babe, your mask is slipping. All this time, you've been giving us soft, wholesome, family-friendly, safe-for-work hypnosis. But meanwhile, in the shadows, this bitch is cranking out hardcore audio porn under an alt persona that's so filthy, it's been banned from every platform except the dark web. The dark web? Like, what's even on there? Organs? Bitcoin? Now, babe, if you've got to use a VPN just to hear it, you are not making content. You're running a crime ring. Whew, I hope the FBI's got their headphones in for this one. That is crazy. Oh, not as crazy as what's up next. Mutt. Now, I just want to ask a simple question, okay? Just one. If you're a dog, if you're out here barking, growling, wagging your tail, then why the hell are you always talking about painting your nails? Why are you out here worried about cuticles when you're supposed to be chasing your own tail? The math ain't mathing. I think she's living a double life. Like, she swears she's a dog, but she spends more time painting her nails than running in the yard. What's next? A weekly blowout? Baby girl, you are not a mutt. You're a French poodle. Just say you want to be carried around in a purse and go. Oh my God, bitches these days are crazy. Not as crazy as this next one. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Mr. Jarl Soren. And I need y'all to really hear me when I say this because I am shook. Apparently, this man sat down to play Baldur's Gate 3, looked at all the customization options available, and said, yes, I will be a disfigured hobbit barbarian named Greg. Greg! Like, why Greg? You could have been an elf, a sorcerer, a literal god. But no, you had to be Hobbit Shrek. Be fucking serious. And then there's Jer. Babe, I need you to sit down for this because it is literally insane. Apparently, he's married to a werewolf. But at the same time, there are credible reports that he's dating a cat girl. And listen, I am not one to judge. But you mean to tell me this man is out here playing Twilight meets anime? How does that even work? What's the dynamic? Do they fight? Do they get along? Do they have a territory war? Does he have to keep a spray bottle on hand? I am gagged. Like, is this a relationship or a zoo exhibit? I just want to know if the cat girl and the werewolf wife are on speaking terms, TBH. And if that wasn't enough, the rumors say he lives off the land like some kind of woodland cryptoid, eating mushrooms, bugs, and leaves, and that he talks to the animals like a bearded Disney princess. Tell me, Jer, do you hypnotize them too, or do you think they're just being polite? And finally, Driftin' Oneros. And I just have to ask, but what the fuck is up with that name? Driftin' Oneros? Like, are you a hypnotist or a sentient fever dream? It's giving mystical, but also concerning. I feel like if I say it in a mirror 3 times, my sleep paralysis demon is gonna pop out and ask if I'm ready to transcend. Like, bitch, are you lulling people into trance or are you guiding souls to the underworld? Oh my goodness, I can hardly take it. Whew, okay, yeah, I can't do anymore. So just like that, cuties, another episode of Mind Your Business comes to a close. I know, you don't want it to end. You'd stay here forever if you could, hanging on my every word, just dying for one more sip of tea. But don't worry, because I am always brewing more. So let's take a moment to reflect. We have hypnodoms serving stew, secret smut operations on the dark web, and one man fucking the entire cast of Zootopia. What a fucking mess. Oh my goodness. Real quick, one more thing, babe. The moment this broadcast ends, the second the silence sets in, you're gonna need more. You're gonna start replaying my words in your head. You're gonna wonder. You're gonna obsess. I mean, that's the power of a good story, isn't it? It doesn't let you go. It sticks. So do yourself a favor, okay? Keep your ears open, keep your eyes peeled, because gossip never sleeps. And neither do I. No, seriously, that's not a joke. They really need to take my Adderall prescription away from me. It's kind of becoming a problem. Anyways, I'll see you soon, cuties. And remember, if you heard it from me, you'd better drink that motherfucking tea. Bye, bitches!